Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Thank you for listening. Today's solution, there's not enough help for construction.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
There's not enough help for construction. What does this mean for the construction industry? As part of my morning routine, I listen to Albert Mohler's podcast, The Briefing. This past Friday's episode started out talking about the falling birth rate and the effect this will have on the world. We've heard how extreme this situation is in some countries like South Korea, China, and Japan. Dr. Mohler pointed out that this is not just happening in these countries, but around the world. This is a problem because ultimately, if we continue down this path, there's not a future for civilization if you're not having babies. A falling birth rate means you're not going to have enough workers. You're going to have more aging people leaving the workplace than younger people joining it. Just look at what's happening in Japan, where they are using robots to take care of people in nursing homes. I don't know about you, but I don't want a robot taking care of one of my family members. The Communist Party of China enforced a one-child-only policy to prevent a future threat where they had too many babies. It turns out, the threat is too few. They've ended up with an imbalance of males to females because of the preferences for male babies. Now there are millions of Chinese men who aren't able to marry anyone because there aren't enough women. There's a shortage in the tens of millions. This got me to thinking about the struggle of finding good qualified help in the construction industry. This is not a new problem, but seems to be a growing one. I think this is due to more than just the decreasing population. I think it's a combination of a society that has gotten spoiled and untrained. A lot of young people see life as something owed to them. They've not had to learn to work. Then you have those of us who have been doing construction for a long time. We've been too focused on our work and never bothered to share our experiences and knowledge. It doesn't matter if the shrinking number of qualified people is due to a shrinking or an untrained workforce. What matters is getting the ones that are out there trained. That's why I'm working to find ways to coach and consult people in the construction industry that need some mentoring and guidance.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.